Chris from Dogville, is my dog Pearl the same spirit as the dog we had before her name was Shelley?
Non-physical beasts are non-physical, so you would not tell the difference. Non-physical responds and respects and regards you. That's why sugar diabetes is now raging in dogs. That's why cats get leukemia and urinary tract infections. It's because they hang around you physicals. See, beasts are non-physical. So you get one beast, another beast, another beast, and you live with them long enough. You've seen the pictures on the Googler where the dogs look like the owners. You look at them, and it's got a bulldog with a big old jowls hanging, and the owner's sitting there, just skin hanging, got the big old jowls hanging. They look like you. They take on your look. That's because they're beasts and they're non-physical.
Right. So the question was, is my dog Pearl the same spirit as the dog we had before?
Dogs don't have spirits. They're non-physical. So one non-physical, you couldn't tell one non-physical from another non-physical because there's only one non-physical that just happens to be imbibing your physical. So all the beasts are that non-physical. So yes, it would be the same non-physical, wouldn't it?
But each dog becomes you.
No.
No, they reflect
you.
Isn't that right, Carol?
They interact with you.
Interact with you. Okay, so Shelley would be a different dog on the surface because you were different, I assume, when you had Shelley, as opposed to the person whose name is Chris from Dogville who has Pearl now, right? So Pearl would be different, assuming Chris is different. Do you get that? The dog interacts with what you're at now.
Okay.
Okay, you got that.